Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are into the off season, if there is such thing. Eric DaCosta sort of warned us that there is no such thing. Certainly, Luke will be out covering all things Ravens. We are not going to the Super Bowl next week. It's the first time in 27 years. I will not be on Radio Row. We will be having lots and lots of guests and celebrities. It's an interesting year to have this happen because I have been unloading my Rolodex with Super Bowl 35 guests, hence the Super Bowl 35 gear, and having some fun. And anyone who is a Ravens fan of any age, of any era, or even old Colts fans, there's something about January 28th, 2001, that if you're from Baltimore, you know where you were. Brian Leese joins us now from Roofing by Elite, one of our great sponsors, getting out on your roof, different people's roofs. If you have a residential roof space, not everybody works residential. Brian's out there getting the job done. He's local. He's Rosedale, Overly. And more than that, Ravens legacy, man. You're a dude now. You go to all the games. You've been to games this year I didn't go to, for crying out loud. 20 years ago this week, where were you, Brian?
I'll tell you where I started. I was working in Elkridge, and I'm listening to the radio, and the announcer says, "Well, the Ravens they're on their way to BWI right now, and getting ready to get on a plane to go to Tampa." And I turned to the coworker of mine. I said, "You know what? Let's jump out on I-95, 195, and see if we can catch them." And we take the on ramp to get on the 195, and as soon as we come around,
you weren't the one that hit him, were you?
No, we didn't hit him. We weren't.
Okay, somebody hit him.
Yeah, somebody hit him. That was before we got to him.
Okay,
so we get to these guys, and man, we're just like yelling out the window, waving our fists, and these guys, some of the Ravens players, busted out their camcorders and started recording us. We followed them all the way to BWI.
Have you seen the video? You know, by the way, busting out the camcorders, I have the video that Mike Flynn shot of the parade, the entire parade. I've been busting it out here. I'll share a little bit with you. I actually put it all up. It's 1 hour and 6 minutes long, and I want to make sure the volume's down because it gets a little bit noisy. But, you know, you talk about glorious days in my young life, Bri. The video, when this thing arrived to me last I guess it's last June, Flynn sent this thing up to me. And my man Greg Landry over at Blue Rock digitized the thing. This is 1 hour-long video in the rain shot on Mike Flynn's camcorder of the entire parade route. And every person, everything, every tier, every... Were you at the parade by any... The parade was insane, right?
No, I watched that one from home.
Well, you were drier than the rest of us, but Kim Herring was on the float next to us. Trent Dilfer was on the float in the front. Spencer Folau in the back. And then there's the whole scene at the end of this thing where we actually get to City Hall, and the camcorder angle is up on the stage, Bri. So people were like hanging on the roofs and the courthouse across the square and all the buildings. David Modell had the trophy up. But, you know, this... Being a fan of the Ravens and watching whatever Tom Brady's going to do next week, whatever Patrick Mahomes is going to do, this is what it's all about, right? Winning a championship and everything that comes along with it, right?
Absolutely. Those were fun times. Absolutely fun times.
Well, for us, I guess, here in off season and where we are now, the Eric DaCosta press conference says we're going to try to sign Lamar. We're going to attempt to sign Mark Andrews. We're going to draft 27th. We're going to part ways with, you know, some tough ways with Morgan Cox or Mark Ingram, maybe others before it's certainly others with 16 free agents. This is a time when you're a big fan of the team where you are sort of looking at what the draft is, and it was a weird college football season. And I know folks are now with Senior Bowl this week down in Mobile. But if you're a real fan of the team, this is where the action is, quite frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is where, you know, maybe in about a week after the Super Bowl, I'll start looking into, you know, the available free agents. I mean, we know a couple of them, Allen Robinson being the big one. I don't know that that's going to happen. That's typically not our MO, but I would love for it to happen.
You have to ask yourself, do you want a $15 million wide receiver, right? This is a time where you're looking at all of that and saying, you know, would we really, would that be money well spent? Because it is a monopoly game, right? We only have so much money.
Yeah, and I think it would be. I mean, it's obvious, you know, for years now, we haven't done that well in drafting wide receivers. Let's just bite the bullet, put the money out there and get one, you know. We've got a window right now that's open, you know, for us to win the big one. And obviously, wide receiver is the biggest position, in my opinion, that we need to fulfill in order to get, you know, back to the Super Bowl. I'd say center's another one. That's a pretty ominous thing that's going on lately. I don't know why it is that these guys choose to completely screw up in a playoff game or other big games, but it's happened, and I'm about done with seeing it happen. You don't see this out of other teams. You just don't, you know? And it's like, why us? What the hell?
What happened to the Steelers in the playoffs in the first snap? So it does happen to other teams.
That should happen to them.
Brian Lease is here, Roofing by Elite. Tell everybody what you do and getting on roofs, because certainly the winter's been kind of mild. Now, this week aside, we've had a little bit more weather here this week. But, you know, from a guy who's been in a roofing business a couple decades like you have been, the weather's getting a little bit better. You can make a call in January, and it might not be ideal every day, but if you have an issue, you can get there and fix it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, any time of the year really is a good time to get your roof repaired. If you have a leak, or even if you don't, you suspect something's wrong, just give us a call. We can come out, free inspection. We can let you know what's going on, excuse me, and give you a free report. And help you out in any way that you like, whether it be a repair, replacement, what have you.
Repair is easy to do?
Fairly easy, yeah. I mean, you know,
when should everybody get a new roof? Just, you know, and different, I know there are different types of roofs, but how many, 15 years, or how many years should it be? Would you say, well, I got a roof back in 97. It feels like, well, it's 23 years ago, right?
Yeah, 15, 20 years is typical. It's about when you want to, you know, start looking at least, you know, getting pricing and prices, you know, as far as our end, materials go up every year. So the sooner you can do it, the better.
Brian Lease is here. He's Roofing by Elite. We're getting into this offseason. By the way, I would encourage anyone who hasn't checked out the Eric DaCosta hour-long sort of, you know, breezy conversation about all aspects of the team and making the team better. The fascinating part that came out of it for me, Brian, and look, knowing Eric all these years, first, it was really good. It was very candid, much better than most of these hostage videos that I've tried to ignore on Wednesdays. Even the post games are terrible. And especially in my line of work, trying to learn more and know more and figure out what's going on, there hasn't been a lot of that. But for the off season and for what Eric's going to do, the one thing that I took out of it is that you usually know what your salary cap's going to be, and you usually know it's going to go up and say, well, we could overcommit on this guy or this position or that contract or a year there. And nobody does that better than Pat Moriarty, right? They don't know what the cap number is going to be this year because the revenue across the world is down, right? So not knowing whether it's 175, 185, where they're going to be, I think it's going to affect the offseason for everybody, for every agent, for every player, because the uncertainty is not what general managers don't work off uncertainty. They prefer to work off certainty, which is what the cap allows everybody to do.
Sure. And hopefully they'll get that figured out sooner than later so that they can start game planning and hopefully getting that wide receiver one, Allen Robinson. That's the one I want. It's the one I'm stuck on until I hear otherwise.
Look, man, you're the guy every year that wants the best player, man. They can't do that every year, though, right?
No, they can't do that, and they don't do that. So we got to get out of our comfort zone is what I'm thinking. Let's get that guy. Let's get him now.
Well, once they get him, they have to utilize him, and that certainly is that was a huge topic of conversation with DaCosta as well, which was – I mean, and he was I don't want to say flippant about it, but in his own way, saying that he's never talked to anybody that says they don't want their wide receiver to play in Baltimore for money or catches, that the one thing he always gets to say, and I love this part of it, it's why I'm wearing my Super Bowl patch, right, is if you want to win, you'll come play here.
Absolutely. I mean, the Ravens, you know, undoubtedly are a consistent winner. So, number one, we win. And number two, quite honestly, I think most players, if the money's there and you got a winning organization, that's it. You know, you're going to get your catches. You may not get as much as you would have somewhere else, but that's a trade-off in winning.
Even Buffalo won this year. Even Cleveland won. Even Tampa. How about this thing that Brady's doing, right? Like,
oh, yeah. It's amazing.
It's incredible. And, you know, Ryan Jensen being a part of it, I'm going to be pulling for the Bucs because he's the only friend I have in the game. But, you know, it's fascinating how quickly you can turn it around, right? I mean, whether you're here or Buffalo or anywhere else, but the imports from Gronkowski and Brown and Ndamukong Suh, you know, all these guys that aren't Tampa Bay Bucs, and you look up and you went to sleep on them in December, and here's Tom Brady doing things that I don't even think he ever thought he was going to go to the NFC, win an NFC, doing it in Green Bay, now having a home Super Bowl in Tampa. It's quite a story for the league in the middle of a plague, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Brady story, I mean, it's a great story. He's a great player. I finally gave up on, you know, anointing Joe Montana as the greatest quarterback ever.
You got Michael Jordan over your shoulder, so I want to point that out for everybody not watching. You know, you keep Jordan near to you. This is more incredible than that, and that was pretty incredible.
I don't know about that one.
You don't think so? You don't think a quarterback going to 10 Super Bowls in 19 years?
No, I'd say what Jordan did was more impressive than what Brady's done, 100%.
Wow. All right. Well, then you're
absolutely
not giving Brady the
– absolutely.
In a team sport at 43, I know one thing Jordan did. He got old and he sucked at the end. I know that. I went down to D.C. and witnessed it. I saw it. So yeah, that has never happened to Tom Brady.
He's got two three-peats, and his playing and his leadership has more impact on his team, on a basketball team, than Brady does. Wow. I would argue that point all day.
Well, I would argue that distributing the ball, that being the quarterback in football, is the hardest job in sport by 100. I will agree. Maybe. Jordan's the great GOAT. All I watched Jordan, but I'm comparing 10 Super Bowls at 43 in a different organization to say, well, it was the Belichick system. It was all these players, and it was the weather, and it was cheating. And I know he cheated. And I know he took air out of footballs, and I know it got him there. I believe all of that. I know that to be factual because they never fumbled it up there. So I know they took the air out of the footballs. And I know Dean Pease and Chuck Pagano, and they told me, you know, and everybody knew. But all that being said, he's playing next week at 43. It's insane.
Absolutely. It's impressive, but he can't match what Jordan did. To me, Jordan's the greatest athlete of all time, and Brady can't match that.
Well, watch him go win next week, and he'll try to make an argument. Brian, I mean, take care of yourself. Stay warm out on these roofs. And more than anything, I know for everybody out there, social distancing, it's really running rampant right now. I got a lot of people in my life with kids in the basement, they're on the roof, and all sorts of bad things are happening. So stay safe out there, all right, my friend?
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Ness.
Brian Leach joining us here from Roofing by Elite. They are local. You can find them at roofingbyelite.com. And if you've got any issue on your roof this time of year, treat it before the snow comes here this weekend. Take good care of that. We're taking care of the Ravens. We're taking care of Raven history, honoring our partner on behalf of Living Classrooms. Nobody's been better to me over the course of my life than this guy here, Brian Billick. I've had some of my favorite people on this week. Marvin Lewis and I visiting from out in Arizona State. Jack Del Rio. There's a rumor Joe Douglas is going to check in from somewhere up in New York as well this week. Tony Siragusa checked in from New Jersey. Go check it all out. It's all out at WNST.net, AM 1570, and Baltimore Positive.